Hello and welcome back to the Capes and Cowls podcast. I'm Paul, your game master. With me, we have Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hello.
Mike, who plays Salamander.
Hey, everybody.
And last but not least, Art, who plays Chimera.
Hey, everybody.
It's been a minute since we played, but we're going to get back into it. Question of the day comes from Art today. Art, what do you got?
Where does your character get their news from? Or what do you...
I will answer for myself first. Then give you guys a second to think. So up until about a year ago, I would actually get my news from like the What's Happening on Twitter page, because it would hit social issues, it would hit political issues, and now I don't anymore because it's not nearly as good, because now they're trying to update it to my interests, which is not helpful. But that is where I would actually go through for like a half, 20 minutes in the morning, just going through like what are the big important things in the world right now, and it's not, doesn't do it anymore. It makes me sad. So. Who's next?
Mike personally gets all of his news from Meeks.
Okay. Wait, is that what Sal does too? I don't think, no, he does not seem like
Sal
a Meeks.
Sal is not that kind of person, but I felt it was too good to not put out there. Sal probably has a TV or whatever, something playing in the background.
So, random Teen Mutant Ninja news?
Or secondhand, thirdhand, other people tell him shit.
Or secondhand, okay. Who wants to go next?
Athena's parents.
Do they send her like a Daily Digest?
No, they subscribe. You know how like you pay for like the New York Times?
Yeah.
You can pay for it. They have a yearly subscription to the New York Times, and that's what she reads in the morning.
Cape Chronicles?
No, the New York Times.
I know. I'm just throwing that out there, too.
So, yeah.
You know, a nice little callback.
When's the last time you made one of those?
I helped my dad make one. That's where what do you call it, showed up.
But, I know, but like, when's the last time you made one for us, though? It's been a hot minute.
Hey.
It was fun.
I passed that. That's the job of the GM.
Since when?
You're the one that knows the world and the news.
You're right. Okay.
When's the last time I ran a game?
Don't ask me about that question. You won't come out. You don't come out looking rosy, sir.
All right. So,
but is it every day she reads the New York Times?
Yes, every morning.
Is it the whole thing, or is it just certain sections?
Like, you know, when you go to the New York Times, they have the headlines.
Yeah.
And then she reads through those, and then anything that piques her interest is like, oh, this superhero.
So she reads page one, maybe page two, and then whatever pages that follow.
Pique interest.
From there. Yeah. It's like a choose your own adventure novel. You're just like, go to page seven.
And then she always ends with the crossword.
Four?
Does she do the crossword?
Yes. She's not stupid. She's not Luna. She's not stupid.
Luna wasn't stupid either.
No, I know.
All right, Chimera.
Machinations of the world.
Okay, get what?
Machinations of the world. It's a conspiracy theory site.
Oh, God.
Of course. No one is shocked.
I have a question. And this is the question I really need the answer to. What percentage of Chris thinks everything is a conspiracy theory? Not, like, literally everything. Like, he doesn't trust anything.
No. He always will dig into most things to find out. But, you know, he'll take most things on face value until he
except
does.
The news? Okay. So he... Okay. He just doesn't trust the news.
No, he doesn't.
Okay, I can work with that. I needed to know, because if he's like, everything is a conspiracy theory, that's a character flaw. Like, that there should be a benefit to that you get on the back end of that one. Okay. No, that makes sense to me. All right.
So he's the tabloids reader.
Yes. Yes.
So we have honest news, here we have big time news source, conspiracy news source, and if I get it, I get it.
All right. I will say
the everyday person.
The normie.
Yeah.
All right, so I will do the recap from last time, because it's not very long. You guys finally picked a team name. You're going to go as the Sunforged. Art even pulled, made a little logo for them, which is kind of fun. Maybe we'll pop it in the Discord when this level episode goes live. Whatever the fuck that is. You guys learned that Zell, your friend the vampire, is no longer the vampire, is living in New Florida. He does not have powers yet. They have not kicked in. You think that should happen relatively soon. If it does at all. He's happy either way. You guys decided to basically stay in and around Rook the whole vacation. So you got all of the things that should have cost way more. Rook cost a lot less. And you guys paid for some upgrades to the city and your bases. I'll give you what you spent really fast if you'd like me to. Or do you not need that?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. Your biggest spend was you built the Sunrise Arena.
Yeah.
Or you sponsored it, I guess. Because it was you guys paid to have it built. And the fact that you guys did not put your base somewhere inside it, I thought you would move one of them. I thought you would take, use an end zone thing. Because that seems very cool to me. Because you can land a plane on the field, you know, if you needed to.
Yes, but a super's home base is likely to get attacked. We really want
them attacking that
arena being attacked.
No, but I've seen it in TV shows where the arena was the base. So
I'm picturing the X-Men,
the
basketball court splits apart, and the Blackbird comes up.
That's exactly what I imagined. Okay. So you got your staff. Just so you remind who they are, you've got Talbot Smythe. He's your butler. Diane Coots, the receptionist, and your cook is Naomi Zook. She is a former Amish. So you guys are finally getting settled into Rook. You've been staying in like hotel areas around, but you haven't been able to move into your new home yet until. I want to say, they just finished the residential portion of it today. And, you guys have... Do you hire a moving company? Or is it, more, we don't have that much stuff? Let's just move our own...
moving company.
You're not that strong, are you?
No, I like...
16 strength and double lift capacity.
Okay, so you're...
I gotta assume, right, that at this point in the future, that they have created a tote box... that could fit an entire room.
No.
We don't have that level of compression technology.
Now, there's magic that'll do that?
Mm-hmm.
You have it.
That's what I was thinking.
You have a bag of holding.
I was going to say the tote of handling. I don't know. So the bag of holding. So the tote of holding.
We also have a portable hole that can do the same similar thing.
Yeah.
But they're very expensive.
Right.
And to do it for unloading a room, and you still have to manually put it all together, you're better off just taking the truck.
I was trying to give you something fun for your world, so... because wouldn't that be cool to have, okay, you're telling me right now that you wouldn't appreciate having a tote that could just fit a whole room.
Yeah, the bag of holding.
Yeah.
You have one. He's carrying it. I point at Chris. So most of your stuff is in the bag of holding. It's more like the bulky furniture you need to move in.
Right.
So you do that. What's one interesting piece of furniture that you guys bring in? Each one interesting thing. Not like, I've got a couch.
Murphy's cat castle.
I sleep in a hammock.
Of course he does.
Oh, really?
I'm not at all.
His back. You're back!
Learning from me, huh?
Oh my god, I'm not at all shocked, though.
Learning from Sal.
He's too big. So.
He likes having the hammock.
Yeah.
In any case, Sal has, his lab desk.
Is it
just for lab work, it's also his...
painting station?
And building, and yeah. Minis.
Lab desk.
Oh god.
Hmm?
And you got Murphy's, cat palace.
Correct.
Oh, I have a question about your hammock. Is your hammock one you have anchored to the walls, or do you have a stand?
I have a stand.
I mean, the bitch is banded up bare night. You could anchor it to the walls
here.
It would be AO fucking K, But if you're used to the give of the Stand, that's just the difference there. And then Mirage has a cat. Is it? You said a cat palace?
Yes.
Or cat castle?
No. She said castle. I said palace.
Cat castle.
How you big is it, roughly?
Oh. You know the ones that you see at, like, the big pet stores.
Oh, like the 10-foot wide mm-hmm. one? That
like the one that they suggest for 6 cats.
Is it in your is it in your room or is it out in like the living room area?
I would assume it's out in the living room area.
That's the sign that Sal was putting up on it.
Oh no.
Okay, so you guys get moved in, and I'm gonna need to Talbot. Walks up, and he's a good looking man. Looks to be in his mid 20s. You know he's older than that because you saw his job application. Actually, you don't put age on those anymore, do you? That's not a thing. So he looks like his mid 20s. He tells you that he's older than that. Yes, I've been doing this for over 30 years. He says, "Welcome, sirs and madam. How can I be of service today?"
I don't know. This is a whole new experience for us.
Understood.
Or at least for me.
About 20 years ago, I worked for someone you might call Nouveau Riche. They didn't really understand what I'm here for. I'm here to make your lives easier. If you have something you need done, let me know, and I'll make sure it happens. That is my purpose.
Okay.
Would any of you like tea? Or would you like a refreshment?
Fruit juice, yes, please.
He lists off 9 varieties.
Yes, please. Sure.
I'll bring you a flight. He says, looks at the rest of you. Anything for the rest of you? We have a boba station. We have a herbal
tea. Water, tap, room temperature.
Ew. No, you guys paid for an upgraded water filter. It's fucking, it's banging. It's really good tasting water.
I'm gonna throw a weird one. Not coconut. Cucumber water.
He lists off 3 varieties of cucumber.
The one that you would get from a grocery store.
You can get all 3 from the right grocery store.
The classic, I understand. He comes back less than 2 minutes later with a flight of, without exaggeration, 9 different fruit juices, all in like a 2-ounce cup, so you can try them. It's got like apple, orange, guava, passion fruit, citron.
Starts with the common, goes to the
exactly. It gets to the end. You're like, I've never had this, but it's phenomenal. Blueberry juice.
That sounds like something that you would want
to try. Yes, to purchase. No. Yeah. Anyway, he comes back and he actually brings you a tumbler full. Chris, he's like, here you go, and. He brings just a nice glass of, like a nice tall glass.
Yeah, tall one. Yeah.
But anyway, he's just, you know, he says, my job as your butler is to run the household. You tell me what you need done, and I'll make sure if you need something fixed, you tell me. You don't fix it yourself. Unless you're bored, in which case, do whatever you want.
I believe that Murphy has stopped him once he was like, I'm here to serve. And he's like...
Oh, and he says, Master Murphy, would you like your cream warmed or cold? He says,
How does Murphy like?
I feel like it would be cold, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Understood. And he pulls out from behind him a chilled bottle and pours it into a bowl for him. Murphy says, yeah, this is good. We like this. Uh-huh. This is, yep. He leans over to you, Miss Mirage. What would you like me to call each of you? Your nom de guerre or your given name?
Athena.
Okay, Miss Athena.
Mm-hmm. Just Chris. Unless I'm in uniform and then...
Understood. So in uniform, got it. Cape name, in cape, a costume, yes. Cape name. Understood.
Something from just Sal. Works either way.
He smiles. Understood. He says, Miss Athena, how much am I, he leans closer, supposed to bow to the wishes of Master Murphy?
I'll be so honest with you. He will only be alone unless you, you know, serve him like one of us.
Okay. So, would you like me to order the 50 pounds of tuna he placed?
No. No. Murphy!
How about this? If he sends a request, I'll push it through to the household app that he points up in his phone, and it has, like, you guys can send requests to him through it. Mm-hmm. He says, I'll send his request
yes,
to you.
Please, yes, I would appreciate that. Murphy!
And Murphy goes, but my wings, I can do it myself. See? He uses his tail.
No, he uses his paws.
Yeah, the AR rings, one is on his tail.
Oh, he's right. Yeah.
He says, see, I can order myself. And he pushes it over, and you notice that Talbot has already gone through and changed it from permissions to go directly to him to go to you, then to him. Actually, no. I think, yeah, because there's so you might say, yes, you can order the fish, you know, yeah. but he's not going to do that. Anyway, so you guys go, and you get introduced to your receptionist, who is, you know, she's more on the... the public-facing side of things, but she does still operate out of your townhouse. She's your receptionist. She sits by a bank of phones, or bank of AR screens with, like, calls. And she's just kind of there. She looks like she's doing, like, a Sudoku. Sudoku, yeah. And she says, oh, God, now I'm going to try for you, and when it's bad, I'm done.
Do you want a reference first?
I might need a reference. Okay, hold on. She wants it to be a New Jersey woman's accent.
Got you. Hold on.
Talbot, I think I did fine. Yeah. Like, he came across
you as did a... good.
But am I going to fuck these two up? No, I make apologies to anyone who is offended by this terrible accent.
I do it once and then never again.
Well, hi. Howdy, dear. Nope.
Have show close show.
Well, how are you doing, dear? I'm Diane.
There we go.
I'm Diane Coots. Thank you for hiring me. I've been out of, well, you know, after, well, never mind. Your kids are in school and all that. So, and you know, you heard the big news. They set up the big school down the road. Oh, it's so nice.
Oh, it's so nice. I'm so sorry. I'm crying. I'm so happy. You do such a good accent.
I gotta put in there that I gotta put Marge from The Simpsons as my touchstone for it. Sorry, I'm just doing this for myself. Sorry. But she says, "Oh, dears, what can I do for you? No calls come in yet, but I mean that's not to be expected. That's to be expected. What do you want me to do when I'm not taking calls?"
Diane, you just be you. I don't know. What do you think she would? I mean, like any sort of like receptionist kind of thing, like making coffee.
We got somebody
that makes. I know that we.
Her name is Bridget.
That is true.
You notice he did not offer you coffee.
No, he did not. I kind of noticed that.
And I'm assuming she took the super upgraded coffee machine that Travis gave her.
Yes, she did.
That's set up somewhere.
Part of Travis.
No, it's in the kitchen. It just has a sign that says, "Don't fucking touch it or I'll kill you."
Part of Travis's heart is in that coffee machine.
This means you sell.
Exactly. Touch. Don't touch. You do notice Talbot will be able to use it after like a week. But it'd be like, except Talbot, because his ass figured it out. Because I can trust him.
So her job is to answer phone calls for problems.
She's also a master organizer. So let's say you have something you need organized.
Yeah.
That's kind of her bailiwick. Like, for example, if you, like, were a card collector, she would sort your cards because she literally has a power that organizes shit. That's what it does.
Right.
God, how much money would she make working for a card store? For like a card store?
Not enough, because she'd have it all sorted too quickly.
Well, no, she'd say, give me 10 grand, I'll sort it all for you. Oh, okay, fine. I'll have it done in 20 minutes. Hold on.
The fuck?
And she just walks through and it all sorts itself.
I would say, like...
How do you want it sorted?
Exactly.
There's like... This town has already been established, correct?
It is two... It's officially been operating for about a year.
Okay. So maybe we can have her, in the time being, look into all of the citizens, those that have powers, those that are...
They don't do a registration.
There is no registration?
No.
Is there any way that she can look into any bad guys that are...
Yes, she would actually,
like,
well,
be a job for our connections that we paid for.
But she would be a great person to take the information that was given in and then give you guys like a dossier.
Yeah.
She would be phenomenal at that. That's right. Actually exactly what I was hoping for. Natalie, take your inspiration.
Yay.
Fuck yes.
Trying to talk her out of it. I'm like, damn, she nailed it. Like,
what, inspiration? Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I gave it to you twice.
Yeah.
You're welcome. You were trying to talk me out of it. You were trying to talk me out of it.
And she says, I worry. So oh. I do have a little something already for you if you're interested.
Oh. What you got? I'm so sorry. I have to. What you got for us?
Well, you see that. Up there in Raven's Reach, you know, up there by the doll, by the shipping district, there's a tale of a man who's got robot parts or something. I don't know.
Where's this at?
I'm in Raven's Reach. Other side.
Other side.
You were right, but wrong.
Got it.
Up there in Raven's Reach, yeah. They've been saying someone calling himself Ironclad.
Ironclad
has been walking around and, you know, causing some mischief. Mostly raiding shipping containers before disappearing.
Hmm.
And then she pulls out another dossier that's already written up perfectly. And she says, over in... over down in, well, the heap. There's a new gang leader, going by the Crimson Countess. She, well, no one's ever seen her powers, but she's been kind of making a stink, and asking for protection money.
That is beautiful. Thank you for that information.
Oh, you're making fun of my accent.
No, I have a glala, whatever that thing is called, where I hear something and I can't stop myself from saying it. Echolalia?
I believe you.
That's what it's called.
Are we talking Natalie or are we talking Athena?
No, that's talking Natalie. Sometimes I hear an accent and I can't get it out of my head, and then I have to talk in it the whole time.
When I went to the UK as a kid, I came back with a British accent for like a month.
That is adorable. That is so cute, though. That is a fun fact I needed to know.
Okay, and as you guys are kind of working there, you guys get ready for, you know, it's like lunch. It's about lunchtime, so you go and you get to meet the cook, because, you know... Mm-hmm. Just, you've heard about them, now you'll get to meet them. Mm-hmm. You are going to be introduced to, or Talbot will introduce you to, this is Miss Naomi Zook. She's quite soft-spoken, but, well, she's came highly recommended by a number of my former associates. I'll leave you to speak. And then he bows and leaves.
And then she turns around and she goes, get out of my kitchen!
No, she says, hi, I'm Naomi. Naomi Zook. I used to be Amish. I'm not anymore. You knew that, though. I put it on my resume. People hire me for that. I don't understand. And she doesn't, but you guys know it probably means hardworking. Mm-hmm. She says, like, you notice she's stirring the pot with a wooden spoon from across the room as she's talking to you. I can control anything made out of wood within a certain range. I currently have on, it's a little warm, so I've got a gazpacho ready. I've got the beginnings of a gazpacho working, and, I was thinking we do something light for lunch and we can do something a little heavier for dinner.
Okay.
Let's see how good her cooking is just for funsies. Let's see. Yeah, no, it's really good. It's like a 21. Like a 25 on the cooking check. It's really good gazpacho. And it's got like a nice like chip that comes with it. She also has a bread if you want that instead, like a focaccia, fresco focaccia she made. And it's pretty delicious. And you guys eat, and Bridget comes out. And she introduces, She says, "I've been here for a little bit. I've already talked to the staff, but it's nice that you guys got to meet them." She says, "My room is on the back of the townhouse. If you need me, text me. If it's important, come in. You won't be able to come in if I don't want you in there, okay? My door is always open unless it's not. When it's not, don't come inside. Anyway."
Oh, I just thought of something.
For who?
Something dumb that Sal could do.
Okay.
He'll, give Bridget a present as thanks for, looking out for them. It's a small model that he's built and painted.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small house, but it's got furnishings and everything inside. It's
oh. She looks at it. Cute.
Cute.
He'll give the knowing wink and just kind of like...
Did we see that? Hold on.
You wouldn't have context for it, though.
No, we would be like, that's weird.
I collect miniaturized things.
Oh, that's nice. I knew someone that liked mini things, too.
It's not that uncommon, you'd find. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway. Anywho.
Why don't you guys go out and, kind of pound the pavement a little bit. Get used to the city that you're going to call home for the next 2 years. At least.
Figure out patrol routes and things that we should
correct.
Know.
Your understudies won't be ready for another week, if at all. So you are the CAPE team assigned to Rook at this moment. So minus the FSA squads who will help take care of night shift if you guys don't want to. It's just you. So you've got quite a bit of ground to cover. I recommend you, if you haven't explored Rook extensively, that you take take a sky gondola around and take a look. And as you go outside, you do see there's like the occasional sky gondola that are kind of just like shooting through the sky on the anti-gravity technology that they're using for it. It's like a combination of compressed wind and anti-gravity. And it's enough. You'll find out that there's a ley line powerful enough with wind magic that they can use it to power it. That's how they work here. You leave more than, 5 miles out, and they'll fucking crash.
Wow.
Fun.
So, you guys have all of Rook at your disposal. Where would you like to go?
I'm up for whatever.
I say we start...
North or south?
Can I see? I want to say that we start from where are we at?
You are almost dead center.
In the middle.
Okay. Should we go toward the top and then make our way go up
The water
go,
f- the,
go up.
It is a higher level elevation at the north, and then you go down. Not a dramatic amount, but it is.
That way, if we go towards Industrial Raven Stretch, we can cut to the area.
Airy,
and then make our way down.
The down, college.
And then towards the heap, and then back to our place.
So, like, circle it?
Do a grand tour.
Okay, cool. We're going to do a grand tour. I like it. I just got to put on my notes.
Do we take our vehicle?
We have a vehicle?
We have a amphibious submarine.
We do.
It's mostly just looks like a van when it's on the ground.
No, we save that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We can fly.
The Grand Tour. Yeah. Are you going to take a gondola, or you have a guide, or are you going to go do it free ball?
Actually, probably should get with a guide. That way, they can point out things we should know. Ask questions if we have any.
That'll work.
There's a Sky Gondola station not two blocks from you guys, so you can get in it and then have them loop if you'd like.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. So, boom, ba da bum bum bum. Where would they start? I guess you tell them where you want them to start. You know what? I think they will. They'll say, you know, what we'll do is we'll fly left over Dusty, and then we'll head on north and we'll loop around. Does that make sense to you guys?
That'll work.
He says, my name is...
Trey.
I wanted to say Joaquin.
Okay.
Yeah, my name is Joaquin. J-O-N. Gondolier. That's misspelled. So he kind of flies out over the floatville, and he says, you guys are new here. I know you've probably been around a little bit. Do you want me to give you the grand tour of everything or just the highlights? Are you in uniform or not?
In uniform, I am.
We should go in uniform. It's our first official outing.
Yeah.
Okay. Then he's a little more hesitant until he realizes that who you are. He says, "You win the clash."
Yep. Yes.
Okay. You won. Kinda. We tied. That's still cool. That's still cool though. All right. Well, I mean, if you guys are new, how long are you gonna be here? Are you just visiting? What?
We are the new assigned team for the area.
So you need more detail. Okay. All right. I'm gonna give it to you. I'll give you what interested you as our new protectors. Okay.
Appreciate it.
He tosses the book he was gonna be reading from into the well of the gondola, and grabs the tiller and is like, all right. So he says, Floatville. There's not much to be said about it. It's very, it's a lot of, you'll see there's a couple yachts down there, some rich folk trying to move in, but it's mostly houseboats. You'll see that some of them have actually connected to make, like, there's a rule you can't have more than 6 boats connected at once, because it'll create a blockage, and nothing, it can't be any bigger than, like, 100 feet. Because it's mad, it's like miles across, so it's not like it's dramatic to have 600 feet blocked. But, so you'll see that, like, small communities are forming, and that, like, they're not connected by what looks like, you know, a couple feet, or like little ropes connecting them, so they're not connected. So, but he says they pretty much keep to themselves. There are obviously there. Nelly, what was Brave Force's favorite?
Swashbucklers.
Yeah,
they've got a small chain.
Yeah, there's actually a couple swashbucklers on the boats that drive around. If you're looking to flag one down, you should just open the app and you can flag that you're looking for it, and they'll come to wherever the biggest collection of people is.
That's hilarious.
called Boarding Party.
Damn. That's pretty good. You can have your inspiration.
Fuck. God damn it. I should have said it earlier.
Were you thinking about it? You didn't say it?
Fuck.
Two swash boats floating around. Use boarding. To get them to come to you. It's like DoorDash, but opposite.
It also lets you meet up with other people so that you can group together.
Exactly. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah. He says, so yeah, beyond that, not much happens in Floatville. He says, there's the Sunrise Arena. He points off to the north. He says, it's almost done. It looks like they're saying in the next couple weeks we'll have it ready. Nice. And then we'll be able to have, you know, it's a spot for the I believe the Raptors, if I remember right, was the drone team. The Rocks.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, the Rocks will have a place to you know, compete. But I've also heard they're going to use it for maybe a football team. That there's a chance we can get a major league team at the beginning of next season. If there's enough interest, he says that'd be pretty cool. A baseball team too, but I don't know how that'll work out.
I love it.
He says so. And then you guys move through Floatville. It flies over. He points to the south. He says that's the Nutra Range. There's some Wooji in the ground that makes plants grow real fast. I don't understand why, but I've been told that, you know, we're not going to have to worry about fresh fruit and veggies here. They grow so fast. They said they can grow a pineapple in 2 weeks, not 18 months.
That's impressive. I know somebody that can do that, too.
Yeah, but the ground just does it. I know there's, like, people with magic and stuff now and powers.
We know someone.
God damn, I gave him a fucking New Jersey accent on accident.
No, you didn't. Oh, yeah, you kind of did, didn't you?
Jersey.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck it. I'll roll with it. This dude's got a Jersey accent. God damn it.
Soon everyone will have a new Jersey accent.
I'm gonna...
We're all transplants from Jersey.
And no one wants to live in Jersey.
I mean, you're not wrong.
All right. He says, so, But yeah, no, then, you know, the Nutra Range, it's a bunch of farming types, but they're using some very old-fashioned harvesting. They're no heavy machinery that I haven't seen anything, even flying over top. So I don't know if maybe it doesn't agree with the magic, but might be something to look into. It seems interesting.
We'll probably end up there eventually. One or two of us.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Alright. I missed the second.
What? Do you have any seeds for those magic berries that Q likes?
I mean, I probably have some in my bag.
Well, berries usually contain their seed. So yeah. If you just stopped him from eating it, you would have
exactly. That's why I said I think I have some in her bag.
You might be able to use the soil to grow more for him.
He came with us, right?
Yes, Q did come with you. You asked. He's been hiding in the townhouse. He came with Athena, and you've not found him since you moved in, but you only moved in today. So it's he's probably just hiding, getting used to a new space.
Got it.
I left my familiar there to hang out with him. Someone that he's familiar with.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. So he says, well, this is Dusty. This is, you know, where they kind of, or Dust Town, Dusty, whatever you want to call it. This is where they kind of set up Rook first, before it was Rook. It's, you know, a bunch of Corpies live here. And he points over to, like, the block of buildings, you know, that with the courtyard in the middle. He says, not much there of interest. If you're looking for some, like a financial advisor, I bet you can find one here. But beyond that, not much to talk about. Well, you know, and there's the the all-natural mill there, you know, with the old-fashioned water wheel and everything. I guess they make some really, really good flour for bread. I don't bake. He says, we're crossing the cave. The goblin cave.
Oh God, we're crossing the cave.
The goblin cave. Apparently, people went in and came back with wounds, but won't tell anybody why. So, might be something for y'all to look into.
Probably.
All right. Well, the old amphitheater's over there. I've heard it's got great acoustics. I went to a concert there, you know, one time. A small time thing, but it was good. Over there's the waterfall, you know, with the algae that we use for the taffy. That's good. Well, there's the old collapsed mine over there. You know, you can see it. You see it with all the rocks. And then you see there's the building with a black pentacle built under the side of it, set under the wall. He says, and that's the Black Pentacle Society. Apparently, they bankrolled this whole place, but you know, until real money showed up. That building over there that's covering up the pit. No one knows what's in there. Well, at least they haven't told the public. Never mind.
Yeah. We must protect him at all costs. Athena says that.
Through the mind link.
Have the mind link.
Yes.
So you guys, you turn north. And you head past the Sky Gondola docks. He points. He says, "You know, if you can't find a gondolier in center of town, come here. There's always gondolas ready. There's thousands of the hundreds of the damn things at this point." Red Star Goblin K. So the Sky Gondola dock, he points it out. He says, there's an elevator, there are elevators, and then there are the manual elevators that are much faster. You hold the rope with the loop, and you get yanked up. Not a lot of people like it, because it's kind of, I've heard it's scary. I enjoy it, but, you know, that's just me. Much faster than a regular elevator, though. Holy shit. Get you up there in 30 seconds, 10 seconds or less. And it goes up like 1,000, it's like 2,000 feet. It's hauling. he says, they recommend you gotta prove you got some kind of endurance power before they let you even try it.
Force field up, force field says, down.
You were in the clash. I assume you can handle it.
Yeah.
Built
like a train. I think I can handle it. And I can fly.
Well, this is much faster than you. Like 10 times faster than you to get up there. If you're here, you take the elevator up and you're fucking there. It's a combat round. Mm-hmm. Or 5 combat rounds instead of it taking like 20.
Yeah.
He says, "All right, now we're going to go over Raven's Reach. I have to inform you that anything you see among the walls of Raven's Reach is privileged information." He pulls out a card.
He's
reading off the card.
Yes. He says,
anything that you see.
He says, "All right, good. You understand? Okay, fantastic. This is, you know, it's a shipping area. You know, back in Jersey, you know, you don't really want to go down there. It's not good. I'll tell you that there's this man, calling him, Ironside?
Ironclad?
Ironclad, yeah, that guy. He's a menace.
Sounds like we might want to talk to him.
If you can find him, the police have tried going after him a couple times, and he vanishes. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that, yes, there is, we're already looking at cowls up in our good city. And he sighs and shakes his head. Let me double check. There's no the other ones we mentioned yet. No. Okay. So it loops Raven's Reach. for shipping area. Okay. But basically, he says this is just your average shipping area. If you got anything big coming in from another place, it probably comes in through here. Because water's so much better at carrying a big ship than not water.
Little water.
Not water. But he he flips you. He kind of flies across. And that's a big ass. Okay. He points to a building that looks in disrepair.
All right.
As you're flying, it's huge. I'm talking. He says that's the old care facility. Before they bought it up, they actually had already bought that location and they built it as if they knew it was going to be a city here or something. Well, when care went belly up, no one took care of it. So I've heard there's a private firm who's looking to build it out, but they haven't done anything with it yet. As you can tell, people did not take too kindly to care, and well, vagrants have been doing things there. It's kind of a shame.
No one took care of it.
We throw Sal out of the gondola.
He flies back in.
I'll be going now
tonight. Yeah, he's like, you know what? I'll throw myself out.
I'll see myself out.
Private firm going to redo it. Okay. All right. Then he flies you over to a little bit north through the Aerie. And he says, the Aerie. Yuppieville.
Yuppie.
It started out as a bunch of health clubs. And now it's turned into health clubs and homes for the ultra wealthy. They actually build them into the cliff walls. He points and there's like half a dozen like mansions built into the cliff.
Probably each with their own elevator systems.
Probably, yeah.
Flying cars.
Very, very rare. And very, very, very expensive.
Teleportation pods?
Even more expensive.
Yeah, this is like the to buy a slot in the wall you could build a house in would cost you 10 mil. That's not building it. That's just
buying
the 100-foot by 100-foot block of it would be 10 mil minimum. And this one health club, the Aerie, owns all of this land because they bought it out when it was new.
Like, oh, we need a money infusion. Let's sell this section.
All owned by okay, so the health spa company. He flies you south. Roll insight real quick.
Total? Yeah.
You rolled like a 9?
I rolled a 4.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I rolled a 13 on the die, plus 2 for 15.
I'm distracted by the gondola in the beautiful town.
9 plus 10. So 19.
Wow.
Oh, anyone with guidance?
I have guidance.
Do you? I'm gonna roll that for him. He needs a 1. Did you get the 1? Good.
D4.
Yep. So, Chris, you pick up that there's something about the area he wants to say, but then he glances down at one of the buildings and doesn't say anything.
I'll keep that. I'll mention it to them, but I'm going to say we're not going to talk about it right now. That'll be a later conversation.
Okay.
Floating down towards the university. It's just Rook University. Oh, sorry. He says, you got your medical wing, your cape studies, your magic, music, military tech, and then the power and energy studies. He says, I've been told it's accredited already, and they poached high-end talent from a bunch of high-end universities all over the country and the world. I've heard it's going to be easy to get in if you live here, very difficult if you don't.
Wow.
If you live in Rook, they take care of you.
When you're here, your family.
They've stated that if you live in Rook and you can prove you live in Rook, you actually live in Rook, it's free entry. Mm. And you just got to prove that you graduated high school and that you can pass the entrance exam. But I've seen the entrance exam. It ain't hard.
At least for people that live here. People coming from out of the city, they might have a different entrance
exam. Oh, they do. I've seen that. That's a bitch.
I'm curious.
You know, if you don't... If you don't live in... If you have tried to go to that college and you live out of town... It's a rookie mistake.
Ow.
I'm on Reddit with chest buttons. Don't look at me like that.
All right. So, but there's the school. He says the cave studies building was kind of added on, but you can see over it. You know, it's a pretty nice area over there. I've heard they've got like 6 or 7 Save the Citizen setups, so... a bunch of my friends and I are gonna go over there on weekends and watch because it's always good to see the up and comers. Oh, they said they're gonna use the Sunrise Arena for those though. I can't wait to see a professional Save the Citizen team.
Yeah,
I've heard sometimes they even act as like a backup for you guys. Might be something to look at.
Yeah,
that is a thing. Save the Citizen teams are all capes or retired capes or people with the skills to be capes who just want to make money.
Yeah.
But that's the last one's frowned upon. But it's not like they're gonna say you can't compete. Okay. Looping down towards the southern edge, southeastern edge, he says that's Charge Town. You see the bank of the bank of solar panels built into the wall, just like 1,000 feet up, just solar panels, and 5 miles wide, like you can power the entirety of Colorado.
Sunglasses on.
No, the reflection, they're deadening. It's black, so it absorbs the sunlight and the heat, and it generates, even takes the heat and uses that for more power. He says, but this is we can't fly over it. It's one of the very few places they said no go, so we no go. He points it out. He says that's the dam where the dumbass tried to build, and then they blew it up. Don't do that. Don't dam up the river. It's a river. It's gonna win.
Don't dam the damn river.
And that's how we got Floatville. It was bad. I do like Floatville now, so it's not that bad. But you know, he points to the rock sanctuary. Again, another place I cannot go. You see those big ass birds? They're bigger in person. The babies are about 20 foot long.
Yeah.
The mamas, holy mama. If you be messing with them, you'll say hello to Mary very quick.
Forget about it.
Yeah. I was gonna go there. I was giving it a beat. Yeah.
Oh my god.
You literally
brought this on us.
It was cute, and then you started doing it too hard. Then you started becoming New York accent. He's becoming a New Yorker.
He lived in Jersey, okay. Worked in New York.
Yeah, but who wants to live in Jersey?
It's cheaper. You take the ferry. It's a good ferry.
Oh my god. Athena's gonna throw herself out.
You can't fly.
I know I can't.
No, but Murphy can.
Murphy can, and so can Harriet.
Anyway, so you You keep flying, and you get to what it looks, you know, is the, he says, this is Trashlantis. He says, the heap, Trashlantis, whatever the hell you end up calling it. He's like, this is where I live. I live in the Nightsay area on the north, but, you know, I don't really go, I guess I live in Trashlantis, they live in the heap. Trashlantis is the night, is the,
quote,
do you have a pencil? I'm going to modify this slightly.
He's like, it's the nicer part.
Oh, I'm borrowing this. I'm going to do a slight modification of this just for my sanity.
Thank you. Wait, did I just take yours?
Never mind.
Okay.
Just so we have it denoted, like.
All right, listen, I get it. You have pencils in your bag. As 10 more come out. All right, I get it.
Three.
We have many pencils.
Yes.
That's it. I get it. That's enough slices. That's enough slices.
Okay. All right, we're good. So he says I live in Trashlantis, not the heat. He says, I live in Trashlantis. I live in a condo over right there. He says, honestly, the crime rate there is pretty much non-existent. People mostly keep to themselves. I heard there was some people breaking into cars, last week.
Cars
last week. Man, the locals just took care of it. That guy did not walk away. They took him to the hospital over there. Used to care. It is under new management, I've been told.
I thought it was still run down.
No, there's the massive care one up north, and then there was the other one,
smaller one.
Yeah, that got picked up by Lancaster Medical.
There you go. I hear they've got some divine medical procedures.
Boo.
But ch.
Hey, Rob's not here to make jokes about his character.
It's true. but it's Lancaster Medical took it over. They've been doing good work. It's free if you're local. Again, that's a godsend. Sorry, I had to get mine in because I had one. He says, but you got the heap is pretty much where the. He says, how would I put this? Creative hillbillies live there?
I believe the term we used was heapbillies.
Oh, they're the heapbillies, yeah. They do some crazy shit with the garbage. They really do. And the fact that they just take all the garbage and they don't ask for anything, they just. I guess one of them's got some kind of. I don't know. They sell. They convert things into blocks, and then that guy melts them down into usable materials. He's a monster. Nice guy though. Georgie, Jeff. I don't know, some J name.
It's trash into the cubes. One makes the cubes into something.
Then another guy turns it into usable materials, and then they also have a Lancaster Medical there.
Spell as his only ability,
but he needs the raw material to do it. He can turn it. He can convert it. Yeah.
Fabricate. You need the materials, so he just goes. I'll take that cube, that cube, that cube. Here's a car.
That kind of shit. Yeah.
It's a Model T, but hey,
it's a car. All right. You're gonna loop back around north. And he says, "And we're going back underneath the shield, you know." He says, "If you haven't looked underneath the shield, it's pretty much transparent most of the time, unless there's a storm. You'll get used to it. The sound of the rain on the shield is kind of great. It does come through. They don't block the water, but it's more for monster attacks. And I've been told they're working on some kind of projection field for the last, you know, bit or so. But, well, we all know what happened when they tried to put that in. The Rock's got very angry. And no one wants an angry Rock.
No.
They picked up whole buses and threw them at people. Not great. They destroyed more construction equipment than any natural disaster in history. So he swings you back through and he says, "This is Haven. This is right in the middle, that like flies you like to the middle." And he says, "This is where, well, all the business gets done. Business, shopping, everything. It's the core of Rook. It's what makes Rook what it is." You do see there's a single central tower that does run all the way up to the shield. And he says that's the control tower. I've been told. With the control tower, it was all the way up to the shield, and people aren't allowed inside, ever.
Who enforces that? Is that an FSA? Is that a city?
Some organization calling themselves Aegis. They have control. And they don't ever fly in. They don't ever go in through the ground level. They always come in about halfway up into a door there. He says, but they've been in charge of it ever since the show was put up. They offered to maintain the infrastructure for it because I've heard it was very involved and it was very expensive. He says, well, that's the end. Beyond that, if you're looking for good food, good eats, you got Swashbucklers, you got Cape Burger, obviously. And then you got the Taffy place.
What's famous here that isn't a chain?
Well, the Taffy places. You know, they use the algae taffy. I know it sounds gross. It's delicious.
Is there any good restaurant other than, like, that's not a chain?
I wasn't asking you guys that, so.
Yeah, I beat you to it.
Good job.
Yeah, but I'm the DM. Oh. Any good restaurants around?
As we're asking the local. what do you guys think?
Ichi's got to come up with a restaurant, I think.
Wow.
Because it's more fun that way.
I think I'm a steal from Jim. I want to go with a little place called Spitfires. Think of it like a little roadside diner. The main guy that runs it is, you know, his power is the literal ability to, you know, produce and manipulate flames.
Yeah.
Particularly, he spits fire. So he has a nice burner grill that he just... in it.
Yeah. I think we had something similar to that in Riverside City, too. Mm. Not the same, but similar. Alright, so that's Spitfires.
Think of it as...
roadside diner type deal.
Diner, burger joint, etc.
Damn it.
You're welcome.
I was going to say a diner.
We could have two diners.
No, only one.
Could be an ice cream shop.
No, we're trying to think of dinner places.
For you. Do an ice cream shop.
No, it's literally just places that you would want to... places that maybe something might happen later as a place for me to use as a set piece.
I have one.
Hit me.
Rock Soup.
R-O-C.
Uh-huh.
That's a very bad idea, but yeah, sure.
No, it's just an advertising gig.
Got it. Do they sell like chicken noodles, like high-end chicken noodle soup? That's what, or high-end
soup. And yeah,
is it like a high-end soup boutique, or is it like a Chipotle for soup?
No, high-end soup place.
Like, is it like a sit-down, like a high-end, yes. Fine dining?
Yes, it's a fine dining spot.
Fine dining soup place. I like it. God, that's going to be a bitch to eat there because you're so dangerous, you're going to fuck something up.
Rock for advertisement. Okay.
Actually, they will also have a delivery service, drone delivery service, but the drones are in the shape of rocks.
Well, that's expensive.
If a rock eats your rock soup, it's money free. Back, money back guaranteed.
All right. So what's yours, Natalie?
I'm thinking a pizza restaurant.
Is it a Stromboli? Is it Stromboli? Is it a Stromboli?
No, because it can't be.
Can't be a chain.
True.
Something different.
True.
Mm-hmm.
See, I stole that idea from you.
Can't be a chain.
Cannot be a chain. It's just a regular old pizza place. The guy that owns it.
What's it called?
Pizza John's.
John's Pizza or Pizza John's?
Pizza John's. Pizza John's.
So, what's special about it?
The guy that owns it is an old school, like, Generation 1 superhero. He's an old fucking dude, and he's really, really strong, and he'll, like, they'll be, like, you know those pie carts that have, like, the pizzas that are already made and about to go into the oven? Like, one of those big, heavy things?
Like a pizza stone?
No.
Pizza peel?
No, the big cart. You know how there's the big cart in, like, pizza restaurants that have pans in each slot?
Yeah.
It's one of those things. Like, he's really strong and he can just lift it. He's like, hey, Tony, I thought I fucking told you to stop putting this shit in the way!
Okay, so let's just, prepared pizza.
Up the entire stack at once.
Yeah.
The oven is big enough that he just loads.
What's the guy's name and what is
John? His name is John.
Okay.
Sorry.
What's his last name?
Not Stromboli.
No.
Mm-mm. Or is he Stromboli's like uncle or brother or something?
No.
That'd be funny.
Great nephew.
Well, like, see, she's a Gen 1, so this guy's from the 40s. He's old. Okay. But he's got powers, so he's not old.
Distant cousin.
No. Hang on.
John Johnson.
No.
Damn it.
Like Martinelli, Martina, or... Is he Italian?
Sure, yeah. Martinelli. Sure. Martinelli. John Martinelli.
What was his? He's super strong. And what was his cape name? I got it. I got one.
The strong man.
Barbell. Because what does a strong man carry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he has that. You know that like the circus.
Does he have the mustache?
That has the mustache. He has the mustache. Handlebar. He looks like him. But older, with a beer gut. With a beer gut. And he's like, I'm telling you, I thought I told you to stop and move in the station.
Okay. All right. So you guys, those are the restaurants?
He's also heat resistant.
You know what? Yeah. That makes sense for a thank you, Mike. I'm giving you inspiration. Not my own inspiration. I'm just giving you inspiration. Because that was a good idea.
You know what? I'm feeling generous today. Take it.
Ha
ha! All right. So, you guys, you know, your tour ends.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably took 4 hours
to do this.
Like, he's obviously giving you far more details than this. This is just Paul's short-term version.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not flying very fast. He's probably only going like 15, 20 miles an hour. So he can give you... And now you can say, I know a little bit about this place. And if someone says, hey, go to this location, you can actually get there without having to use Dido.
Right.
Dido obviously has far more information about all these places,
except
she has no information on Raven's Reach or the Black Pentacles Society. Nothing.
Or Aegis.
And Aegis comes up as a fucking...
shield.
It literally just a shield, like, and she says, I have no information. I won't write that down just for,
I figured S.H.I.E.L.D. was fitting.
I mean, yeah. Dido has no info on Aegis, Raven's Reach, or The Black Pentacle Society. Okay. Which is really weird because you think that she would have gotten it by now, and she says no. They've obviously paid to have someone block it. So you guys, you know, come back. You've been on patrol. You've been on quote unquote patrol for 4 hours. You're on for at least another 8. So what are you doing?
Well, we should probably check out our other base of operation.
The nest?
Yeah.
So how do you get there stealthily, or do you not care about anyone knowing it's there? I thought you said that was a secret.
That one is a secret, but
I guess Athena can make you all invisible.
I make us all invisible to get up there. And we fly.
Okay, Natalie, roll. Are you doing a bubble or are you doing individual invisibility?
I'm doing a bubble.
All right, roll your power check.
That's cocked. 12 plus 9
for 21. Yeah, sounds right. Yeah, no, you beat the 15 you needed. Okay. You guys fly up there just fine. Going through what you guys have in that thing. It was the skybox, not the nest.
So, the skybox flies, correct?
No, it's attached to the shield.
Okay.
And it has a way to go up and out.
So the shield, we're here.
I think it's like a bubble on the bottom of the shield.
Okay.
And it's right above Haven, so it's like. Right there. So if you look up, you would not like know what it was.
Weird. Every day is this weird solar eclipse.
No, there's
cameras. Optical camo. Yeah. But it is. You do see the AA guns are prepped and they are loaded. It's pretty Spartan up there. It's probably only maybe 500 square feet at most. There's like a bunk bed style sleeping quarters for six people, and then there's a kitchen, a little like eat in kitchen, and then there is the like the deployment zone, either up or down.
Some part of Athena, she sees a bunk bed and she gets excited weirdly. It's Luna. That's part of it. Rob, so she was with the bunk beds.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Yes, that is why.
But anyway, yeah, you guys go to check out the skybox. Do you like the skybox or like the nest better?
I like the nest.
Yeah, nest sounds better.
I'm good with that.
I'll update the notes. I just have to go down to here to there, and then we're gonna.
Make sure the nest has, you know, some non-perishable food.
Yeah, it looks like there's enough food here for like 2 weeks with enough bottle, like preserved water and.
If a big thing happened to Rook, that's where we would go.
If you were looking for a place you knew was safe in Rook, no one will be able to find you.
Exactly.
You should probably check. The last thing you should do is probably go check in with the FSA. Because you haven't gone there yet.
Right.
And that's right down the road. And that's like, you know.
Because that's the corporate headquarters.
Other location.
Yeah. So you go in your own front door at there and you meet another reception. And you meet another receptionist.
Do you need to register there, FSA?
Are you in Cape School?
Yes.
You're good.
Okay.
But we should check in with them just to let them know, hey, we're in town.
Yes, exactly. You go in. I guess you should meet the director. Or the branch office chief. Okay. 1, 2, Scott.
Last. All right, listen to me.
All is well.
We're about to meet this man. He does not have a New Jersey accent.
Nope, I'm going to try not to.
He's not going to have a New Jersey accent. You can do it. I believe in you. Nor does he have a Russian accent, because I did just give that to you a little bit.
Yeah, I know. I heard it. So you guys go to the FSA branch office. You go to your, you know, the side for you guys. You're on that first floor. There's someone, and it's just a generic FSA employee. I'm going to say her name's Sarah. She says, hi, guys. I'm Sarah. I'll be working here, you know, a couple days a week at least. Me and Margo, we're going to trade off.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
Sarah and Margo will run the Sunforged side of things. They say, what are you here for today? I mean, it's great to meet you. I'm a big fan.
Well, we're just checking out the our office and checking in with the FSA to let them know that we're here.
Well, that's awesome. It's really good to see you. It's good to see a young Cape team in action. So many of the teams are run by, much older Capes that they're starting to retire or, go on hiatus at least so they can have kids, It's getting bad in some of the other cities.
Yeah.
But it's good to know we've got some young talent who are going to be able to handle the hustle and bustle of, everything. So, you guys, she says, do you need to speak to the director?
That would be nice if he's not busy.
She is just down the hall.
Okay.
And you go to the door that, opens to the main FSA. You go to the elevator that leads to the main FSA office. Because, you guys are on the first floor, main FSA with armory. And then the top level. They take you up to the top level, which is, it's because it's only, a little three-story, block building, and you're led into an office where you're kind of directed, or Dido has a little arrow that points you down the hall to a door that looks like it's made out of crystal, maybe?
Not that crystal. The weapons that we have?
No.
That crystal.
No, it's not. It's not glass, it's not metal, it's not wood, it's semi see-through.
Okay. Unknown crystal.
Investigation?
Arcana or history?
Okay.
I'll do Arcana. Okay.
30 to 15. Arcana or history, it's the same.
Let's do Arcana first.
Alright, so for Arcana, I got a 16 plus 7 for a 20. Boy, math is hard.
16 plus 7?
Yes.
23.
That's what I thought. Okay.
So, you're pretty sure that door is made of magic. It may not actually be there. That might just be a construct.
Should I roll my powers instead?
No.
Force construct?
It isn't a force construct. It's actual, crystallized magic. That's the,
Now I rolled a total of 15 for history, so...
I want to so badly touch it.
It's not
going to
do anything.
History was 15, and Vess was a 15, I think.
Well, I was the only one that rolled it. She rolled Arcana, he rolled Arcana.
And you rolled a 15, you said?
History for 15.
15, this is... you have no record of this ever having happened before. This is it's a weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you guys go up to the door, and someone knocks, I assume?
Yes.
Ting, ting, ting.
And you've suddenly you hear on the other side of the door, Athena Mirage Richards is here to see you. You hear the door say that.
Like on the other side or my side?
No, the door says it on both sides.
Saying it. Oh, that's weird.
Come in.
Proceed.
So you open the door, you turn the knob, door opens. Mm-hmm. Sitting at a pretty good-sized,
table.
Old-school oak desk. I'm talking, this is this bitch is probably 150, 200 years old. It is thick boy. Is seated a 5'3" witch. She's got the hat, she's got the robe, she's got the cauldron bubbling in the corner. She, She's a witch. She says, and on the nameplate, it says, Gretchen Willemere, and present parentheses, Black Cat. No, not Black Cat. Damn it. I can't use that. Mystic.
Yeah.
Gretchen Mystic Willemere. And so she says, this you guys are gonna be my new team, right? Or sorry, the Rook's new team.
Yes.
She says, yep. Hi, I'm call me Gretchen. You must call me Mystic. You can. Yeah. But yeah. I'm talking. She's like 4'6". She's shorty.
So 5'3" or 4'6".
Sorry. Thank you. 5'3". Yes. She's short and she's very she's just petite in every way. You know what I mean? And she's got the perfect black hair under the hat.
Eyes just kind of narrow. No. How does Murphy respond to her?
She has a cat.
Yeah.
He's over there. And she points in there is indeed a hanging basket, a series of hanging baskets, one of which has a small black cat lounging in it that waves a paw. And his name is Onyx. Not an original name, but yeah. But she,
I'm assuming that's spelled with a Y.
Yeah. Not the Pokemon, no. She looks and she says, "So, well, you're new to town. That's it's great. What can I do for you?"
"We're just here checking in."
"Fantastic. Do you have any questions for me? Anything interesting you found in town already?" But you can tell from her accent, she's probably from Chicago or somewhere Midwestern.
"Well, just wondering if you have any updates on either Ironclad or the Crimson Countess."
"Well, Ironclad is," and she pulls up she does not pull up an AR, she pulls up Goddess to God paper files on her desk. She says, "Ironclad's an odd one. We have him listed as some kind of cybernetically enhanced person, but then he disappears out of nowhere. Like, we were watching him, and then he's gone." She pulls up a video of a man with green energy coming off of his body. He's got a massive gun arm made of green with green energy on it. Fully cyborg, like cybernetic eyes, head. Like, the dude looks like he's more machine than man. You see him. There's a video of him. You know, there's a picture of him ripping open a shipping container. And then she says, and then he walks in and he disappears. She says, "We've tried magic. We've checked magic. We've checked power. Different illusions. We think he might be it. The guy just disappears."
"So the stuff inside the container disappear with him?"
"Yeah."
"Hmm."
"Everything. It's weird. Like, everything within, let's say, like 10 feet of him just goes with."
"That'll be a pain in the ass to follow."
"Yeah. Although, if it is an illusion, we're not too worried about that."
"No, but we might be able to track him." "Well, I should say, somebody might be able to track him."
"Yes."
"That's me."
She says, "Well, that's great.
Is there any, like, different feed that can show us what it looks like when he goes into the container?"
She says, I'll give you guys access to the feeds that we have. I do have to say that we cannot reproduce anything taken within Raven reach.
Take a look at it and see if I see anything.
Yes, and when you look, there is no illusion. There's no illusion walking out. He's not invisible. I thought she did it through a camera. Did she not?
I could see it.
Okay. I think we figured out that how we gave her a higher level. She can look through cameras and she sees through illusions. But no, there's no illusion involved that you can tell. She said, we've checked a number of different things. No magic, no powers. It's very strange. But he goes in, and all of a sudden, everything within 10 feet of him is gone. Or everything in the container is gone.
Did you investigate the container, see if there was any residue or...
Nothing we can find. She said, I called in the best FSA spooks I could find to look for any traces. Nothing. We called in the FBI, we called in...
Okay.
I was so tempted when I did this world to combine the CIA and FBI to just the agency and move on.
Would it be the CIA or the
FBI? No, the agency and move on. And move on. If it's spooky, it's done there and move on, you know? Because
yeah.
I've already added on the FSA and Purge and all them, so I don't need much more fucking acronyms.
Fair.
But anyway... She says, any other things you have questions about? I mean, you can ask about me if you want. I'm boring though.
I wouldn't say that you're boring. You clearly study magic.
That's about it. Yeah, I'm really. Yeah, I'm. I'm even more tied to. I don't have powers, at all. I have. Beyond the fact that I was born magical, she's a sorceress, but she's like she makes potions and stuff like that, and she says I study magic as much as I can, but mostly it's what comes out naturally. And she turns out my natural magic is pretty damn potent, but comes at a cost where. If I use spells, I don't age. I don't get younger, but I don't age.
Okay.
She says, as long as I use a spell every week, I don't age at all. Caught myself. She looks like she's 19. She says, and I'm far older than that. But anyway.
What brought you here?
I'm guessing this was her assignment.
I didn't know if there was like a special interest in it.
I like going new places where they don't look at me they don't look at me strangely for who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe that would be her power, is that her power is that her aging stops if she uses magic. Maybe that is the power, but it's not like it's not demonstrable. It's also not demonstrable. How do you prove it? Like, her cells don't age?
Yeah.
How do you fucking prove that? Who's got a test long enough to prove that? She says, Rook seemed like a good place to make a new start.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime a new city pops up, which you know how incredibly rare that is. Even in, like, our world today. When's the last time you heard, like, oh, there's a new mega city? Or there's a new, like, metropolis that's popped up? It just doesn't. It doesn't happen. So she said they needed something that I wanted to be here because with the Black Pentacle Society here, they needed someone with magical talent to be able to watch them.
Have you ever been able to talk to your black cat?
Is it a familiar?
Well, he's my familiar, so yes, but not really. Kind of, we can talk through emotions, not verbally. I've heard that, I guess there's a guy who says he sells earrings that'll let you do it. I haven't bought a pair yet.
Would you like me to tell him anything?
Oh, I know he understands me. It's more, I can't understand what he says back.
Well, do you want me to ask him anything?
Do you want her to translate for him?
Ask him what he wants for dinner tonight.
I go up to him, give him some pets and a treat.
Hey, bub.
Oh, God. Oh, no, Paul. So, I was told to ask you what you want for dinner.
Tuna casserole, please.
He says tuna casserole?
Not again. You stunk up the whole apartment last time. He says, that's what I want. What do you want from me?
This is a tiny black cat.
Yes.
I love that.
Like, I want to say he's...
Like kitten-sized. Yeah. Black kitten. Hey, yo, what's up? Like, I'm expecting a, hi, how are you? you.
Nope, this is a, yeah. Hey. This is an old grouchy man.
Just a question. How old is your cat?
It's a familiar.
Oh, how old is your familiar?
Oh, I think I've had him for...
a millennia.
400 years, give or take?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Hence the...
Yeah.
I'm assuming she's relating that to us over the mental link. Like, oh my god, he's an old man!
He is an old man, oh my god.
He sounds like this old dude. Grumpy old man.
Yeah, he was dying as a kitten, and my magic leapt out and grabbed him. But, well, he never grew up. Kind of like me.
Huh. Aww.
All right. And what about Crimson Countess?
She breaks the law. Nope. She breaks the law, but not in any way that makes us want to hunt her down. She collects protection money, but she doesn't break knees. You know what I mean? She's organized crime-ish. But she's got nothing on what they do over at Raven's Reach. To be honest, she almost acts as like a filter for real crime down in the heap. As far as we can tell, she doesn't, you know, she's just messing with the neighborhood. We do know that she asked for quite a bit for protection money, but that's about it.
Okay. So kind of the Red Hood aspect to crime fighting. I'm gonna be the boss, so you guys, you know, so bad shit doesn't happen.
Not even that. We don't even know if she has a crew besides a couple guys she sends around. But I don't know. It's a little strange.
Gotcha. So it requires more investigation.
I'm gonna. This is exactly what I wrote down. Doesn't think the Crimson Countess is big business. That's the basics of what she's trying to tell you. She, as far as she can tell, she's not. She's small potatoes. Mm-hmm. But that's about it for what we have records of. There's information that there's other mothers potentially moving in. Would she have that information yet?
No.
No, because she's only been here for like a month. The only stone you haven't turned over of what I've given you today is what when Joaquin didn't want to talk about what has something in the Aerie.
Yes.
Do you want to ask about the Aerie or no?
I'm not. I know what he might have been avoiding, but.
Oh, I'm curious what you think it is.
Well, I don't remember where it is on the map, but we
top marked corner.
We marked on a specific location. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, the mansion?
Yeah.
No. Melissa Quick. Yeah, no, that's not what it was. It was way far away from that. That was over by the Mega Mansions is when he froze up.
Mm. And one specific one that he was looking at.
That's true.
And that was you that got that role.
Yes.
So
I will actually I will ask her about the mansions and the cliff.
Of course. She says, well, I mean, the Aerie's been pretty much a...
I guess I'm going to walk up to the map. This one right here.
Well, she doesn't have any AR up. It's all physical. Now, if you pull up your map,
yes.
She can still look at it. You know, she does. She is wearing the rings, but she just isn't using them for herself.
That's fine.
And she points
this
to it.
This one here.
And she says, yeah, that's owned by... looks like... And she's trying to remember. Derek something. Yeah, she's like. Derek Johnson maybe? That's Smith Johnson, something generic like that. She says, yeah, he's a scientist.
Mad scientist?
Not as far as we can tell. Hmm. You know, he works for the ARRI. He provides them with different, like, medical treatments.
Okay.
Is there a reason somebody would be afraid to mention him?
I don't know. As far as we know, no. He's harmless.
Hmm. Mostly harmless, right?
I mean, most people these days are mostly harmless. I mean, with everyone having some people having a spark, you never know when some person could burst into flames and, you know, burn your house down. Honestly, crime's down significantly after things settled. When everyone could potentially be armed, the people are less likely to fuck around because they don't want to find out.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just happy I got my hitchhiker's quota in for today.
I did not fail to catch it.
I did, but I also haven't read Hitchhikers.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to Every... The Hitchhiker's Guide mentions that Earth is harmless. And then by the end it says
mostly harmless.
They updated it, so...
I love that.
Humans are mostly harmless.
All right.
You were the target for that one.
Yeah. I caught it.
All right. And as you guys are kind of winding down your first tour, your first, patrol, I think it's time to end.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.